It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Pirates and Blue Jays. Tom Prince filling in for Clint Hurdle, who's attending the funeral of Don Baylor. Game tied at one in the top of the third.
Harrison lines this toward right center field. That's going to get down. This is going to score one with an RBI single to bring home Cervelli. Frazier to third. Bucks lead 2-1.
Another one hit out that way. And Pilar can't get it. Frazier is in. And Harrison will move to third. And that should be a double for Andrew McCutchen. High out to center. Marte. And there it goes. A home run for Bautista, number 20. And he'll get one back for Toronto.
Tyone's pitch. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt.
And he's called out on strikes.
The 1-2 pitch. Struck him out looking. Raise the Jolly Roger in Toronto.
Pirates double up the Blue Jays 4-2. Jameson Taillon, 6-plus innings for the win. He carried a 9.64 ERA into this one since the All-Star break. Trevor Williams battles Chris Rowley Saturday as Rowley makes his big league debut. With Clint Hurdle away from the team to attend the funeral of Don Baylor, it was Tom Prince who took over the reins for the Pirates on Friday night, and he watched his team produce a 4-2 victory against the Blue Jays at Rogers Center. Prince spoke to the media following the game.
Unbelievable. I mean, first go back to Jameson, what he did throughout the game, and then George picked him up big time. Perfect timing for him to come in and get that job done. I just thought he mixed the pitches well early. He started off with a breaking ball strikeout of Bautista, kept the ball down, really didn't run into any trouble. That was huge, and that was part of the reason, let him go back. He wasn't in any trouble or anything like that, and hopefully we're trying to get him through there. Well, I mean, they just stuck with the game. I mean, Joey, I look at Joey. Joey makes the call, check the play. Rochy comes in here. He says confirm it. Go ahead and challenge it. And then we went on from there to score the four. I couldn't see a whole lot. Joey did a great job. There's times when I look at Joey for a lot of help because he's out there on the field. Him and KB do a great job of looking for stuff. And Rochy's been outstanding this year.
After drilling an RBI double in the top of the third, Andrew McCutchen soon left the game with an injury. Cutch spoke about the injury and about his team's 4-2 win.
I was just trying to wait for it. I've had this type of pain before. I mean, normally you get some, we've all had it, you know, you kind of walk and he kind of locks up. You just wait for it to go away, it goes away. So that's what I was trying to do, wait for it to go away, and it never went away. And I knew if I tried to run that I'd be base to base, and next thing you know, I got some angry fans screaming, why didn't Cutch score?
Jameson Taillon had an ERA just south of 10 in 5 starts since the All-Star break, but the big right-hander bounced back in a big way Friday, producing 6 innings of 2-run ball as he picked up the win in a 4-2 triumph over the Blue Jays at Rogers Center. Taillon shared his thoughts after the game.
Good environment. I've come to some games here in the past and stuff, so I'm still making my tour of all the ballparks. I haven't pitched at them all or played at them all, so I remember seeing Kurt Schilling pitching when I was a kid and against the Blue Jays, and now I got to pitch here, so that's pretty cool.
Me and Cervi just got rolling. We flipped the lineup over pretty well the second time. Cervelli was just... he was great all night.
The Pirates send Trevor Williams to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Chris Rowley, who makes his major league debut.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.